From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. An administrative law judge in Fort Myers is hearing testimony this week over the proposed construction of a private boardwalk that would go over a wildlife area on Fort Myers Beach. It's an area considered critical to a variety of threatened and endangered species. WGCU's John Davis reports.
Two out-of-state developers want a permit for a private boardwalk to connect homes to the beach, stretching over the Little Estero Island critical wildlife area at the south end of Fort Myers Beach. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection had been poised to grant the permit in 2016 before the Florida Audubon Society intervened to stop it. The case is now before Administrative Law Judge Gary Early. The area in question was first given critical wildlife protection in 1992 by state wildlife officials. Audubon Florida Executive Director Julie Wraithmill calls it a hit parade of imperiled and declining wildlife species.
Beach nesting birds like Wilson's plovers, snowy plovers, which are state threatened, least terns and black skimmers have used the area historically, as well as federally threatened wintering red knots and piping plovers. You have roseate spoonbills and reddish egrets, both of which are threatened, that use the tidal lagoon for foraging habitat. It's a really special place, a really remarkable place.
Members of the Fort Myers Beach Town Council voted unanimously to oppose the permit, which does not comply with local ordinances, and the town filed the petition for this week's administrative hearing. Audubon and Fort Myers Beach officials have also expressed concern that approving a private-use boardwalk over publicly owned land considered critical to endangered and threatened species could set a dangerous precedent for future development proposals. Judge Early plans to make a decision in the case in about 30 days. John Davis, WGCU News.